Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Willing to punt it away. Cleaner operation this time, trying to pin everybody deep, and it's fielded on the far sideline. It's Blackwell, a little bit of trickery in the special teams game, and Blackwell is going to take it all the way for a Chicago touchdown. 94-yard return, his first career punt return touchdown, and the Bears take a 6-0 lead.
Great job by the Bears special teams and Richard Hightower. It's one of those situations where you
there's
have
only
to
one station
the football,
to talk Chicago
right?
Sports. It's a sports radio, 6-7 to score and 6-7thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station, WSCR Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, and Odyssey Sports Station.
And nobody from Green Bay really locates that punt as it's going downfield, and they have all moved over to the right side.
The handoff up the middle, and it's DeAndre Swift into the end zone for his first touchdown since week 11.
Yeah, really good job inside right here. The duo concept, right? You're going to double the down man, T.J. Slayton, just push him back into that second level, come off, get Eric Wilson, and that gives DeAndre Swift enough room to get into the end zone.
Second and six, back to Moore. Blockers in front. D.J. Moore weaving up the sideline. Moore inside the 10. Steps through contact. He's in for a Chicago touchdown. 32 yards for D.J. Moore, and the Chicago Bears add to their lead now 20-13.
This is blocked really well. The offensive line does a tremendous job getting outside to get these blocks. And let's not forget about Roma Adunze again as well. And then Javon Buller, just a poor angle, you know, coming up. And that allows DJ Moore to get down that sideline and get the touchdown. But a really well-designed play, but the execution of it. And to watch Roma Adunze here today, you know, just at the start of the game, he was not great on the outside, and he's been really, really good since early in the first quarter.
So now they've got to overcome first and 20. It's DJ Moore with a catch. He fumbles the football, and it's recovered by Green Bay. The answer to Daryl Johnston's question is a fumble, and the Packers take it over with 1:49 to go.
I didn't mean for it to happen, actually. Just the way this season has gone for him. I mean, so many games lost on the final play.
Catch, followed by a fumble, recovered by Green Bay, first down.
Carrington Valentine just jarred out with his helmet. Stood up, picked up by Bullard, and the Packers take it over with the turnover at the 43-yard line. Caleb Williams, who's looking for his first career game-winning drive to end his first season. It'll come down to Cairo Santos from 51 yards. Good snap. Good hold. The kick on the way by Santos, and it is good! Losing streak comes to an end on the final play of the regular season as Chicago comes to Lambeau and upsets the Packers 24-22.
What does this win do for the bigger picture, if anything?
We beat the Packers. So it's
thanks.
Slummers 911 Football Monday starts now with Gabe Ramirez on Sports Radio 670 The Score and live on the free Odyssey app. Plumbers 911 Football Mondays are presented by Fireplace and Chimney Authority and by Busey Bank.
You like apples? How you like them apples? It's Gabe Ramirez here on 670 The Score, and damn it, I hope you're feeling as good as I am. And I don't want any naysayers out there. I don't want to hear the, but Jordan Love did it. Guess what? Don't care. Oh, Josh Jacobs got taken out of the I didn't notice. I'll tell you what I did notice. Then at the end of the game, here's what I'd tell you. Tyler Farrengall producing today, by the way. Shout out Tyler Farrengall. When I wrote, I have my notebook. I went old school and I went Mark Grody, and I did all my notes today on a notebook as opposed to my computer. My daughter was watching it. And so I wrote just big as hell in the middle of the game. It was like third quarter. And I said, I don't care that this is against the backups. I wrote that big as hell. Then as the game's going on, I'm like, yeah, I don't know if I'm gonna be happy about this victory because people are gonna trash it, right? People are gonna say, oh, Jordan Love didn't play and this doesn't count. And then at the end of the game, when Cairo Santos, Santito, El Santo de Dios, pero El Santo de nosotros, he's the saint from God, but he's our saint. He kicks the field goal and involuntarily my body takes over and lets out a belt of hell yeah, let's go. And then I'm wondering, am I doing the most? But I watch the TV and I see Cairo Santos, Santito doing his little dance. I see Caleb Williams hyped up. And if I have to listen to every coach go to a podium and tell me how difficult it is to win in the NFL, then week 18 in a meaningless game in terms of playoff seeding or playoffs in general, you still see this Bears team come out after everything they've been through and play their heart out. Granted, Malik Willis and the run game and the offensive line of the Green Bay Packers showed you where the holes lie for this Bears team on the defense. But despite all that, right? Jordan Love doesn't play defense for the Packers. Josh Jacobs doesn't play defense for the Packers. Their guys were there. And Caleb Williams had to come through at the very end, something that he's been doing all season, putting his team in a position to win. And the Bears get the dub. I was excited. So my question to you, 312-644-6767, as we open this phone, these phone lines, therapist Gabe is still here. Don't get it twisted. The dub happened. The victory took place in Lambeau. Damn, that was beautiful. But you might not know how to feel about it in the present. That's why therapist Gabe is still here. So my question to you is this. I start our therapy session with this. The Bears beat the Packers. What does that mean? Take a second. Sip on it as you would a Merlot to kick off your steak dinner. Let the bubbles hit the palate. The Bears did beat the Packers. It felt good to the majority of us. But what does it mean? 312-644-6767. Some would say it means absolutely nothing. Bears win a week 18 game against a team that was retreating on the season, the regular season, whose quarterback went down. Running back they pulled, coach who won't be here next year, offensive coordinator will be different. It means nothing. And then you could have those other people, like myself, that say, well, no, it means a lot. Did you see? Tell Caleb Williams that win didn't mean anything. Tell the players that lost 10, 11 straight that victory didn't mean anything to them. But again, I want to ask you, right? Bears beat the Packers, but what does it mean? 312-644-6767. You can call in. Feel free to text in as well. The text lines are open. So Bears come out in this one. You got the clip? Tyler, play this clip for me, because this is the one that got everybody up in arms. Daryl Johnston said this.
Like, every Bears fan is watching this going, oh my gosh, how are we going to mess this up?
Now they've got to overcome first and 20. It's DJ Moore with a catch. He fumbles the football, and it's recovered by Green Bay. The answer to Daryl Johnston's question is a fumble, and the Packers take it over with 1:49 to go.
I didn't mean for it to happen, actually.
Daryl Johnston with the call right there that really got people. I mean, I know when I heard it, I was like, dude, I feel that way. You know what I'm saying? But that doesn't mean you have to then say that out loud. And then it's almost as if, for those of us that believe football is scripted or jokingly believe that, it's almost as if that was part of the script, that Daryl Johnston was supposed to say that. And then shortly thereafter, it was supposed, that was wild. But I mean, in the moment, I mean, it really was poetic, and in that you tend to think, what else can go wrong for this Bears team? It's tough. It's tough, man. It's tough. All right, 312-644-6767. Texts are coming in. I said the Bears beat the Packers, but what does it mean? 408 says, Gabe, it means the Bears are undefeated in 2025. Caleb owns Lambo. Hey. He's undefeated there. Let's go out to Steve in DeKalb. Steve, welcome to the show, man. Good to talk to you. Bear down. Bears get the dub. This conversation is going to feel a little different.
I think going on this game is actually, to me, is quite important because it gives the Bears a little bit more confidence going into the offseason and going into next year.
Yeah, confidence into the offseason, certainly. I think it also just a reminder of how to win, right? Like, sometimes you forget that feeling. And so getting an actual dub feels good. I mean, what did you think about the Bears' offense? You know, obviously it has its slow starts, so the, you know, punt return was really good. But what did you think about the offense as a whole watching it for this Bears team?
Today, I thought they were halfway decent, but they still need a ton of help on the line. And going into the future, you have to realize this is Caleb Williams' only first year in the NFL, so he's just going to grow.
Yeah, talk to me about the end of the game for you, Steve. You're watching it. I mentioned when I was watching it, I screamed. I couldn't help myself. It was involuntary. Like, Bears win, field goal kicks, doesn't matter what week it was. Like, I was happy. What was that like for you?
Well, to tell you the truth, I'm thinking, okay, after the Packers took the lead, I go, here we go again. And then Caleb took him down the field. You know, I was happy. I was really ecstatic for him.
Yeah, it was great. It was great stuff. And happy for Caleb, too, right? Because this is a guy that's been dealing.
Absolutely.
He's been dealing with losing well. Wouldn't you say?
And now, yeah, but I think a lot of times he's going up to that podium and trying to make excuses and then just giving people, you know, what they want to hear. But, you know, winning a game does help his psyche a little bit.
Yeah, sure does. Thanks for the call, Steve. I appreciate it. 312-644-6767. The Bears beat the Packers, but what does it mean? And were you yelling at the end of the game like I was? I think that's a better question. I know what it means. I mean, what it means for the Bears, what it means. Listen, we know the answer, right? The Bears faced a Packers squad that was not at full strength. Would they have won if Jordan Love would? You don't know. You don't know what would have happened. You can't guarantee that the Packers then win that game. But we can't ask the question of what we felt at the very end. How did you feel? Icky? Icky because of the circumstances under which the victory fell? Let's go to Matt out in Chicago. So, Matt, you were at the game, huh?
I was. Actually, I'm up in Stevens Point right now. Okay. I came up to, my son goes to school here at Stevens Point. It was a birthday gift from July, right? And we drafted Caleb Williams. We're looking forward to a great season. He gives me, like, we're going to Lambeau. We're going to see the Bears play Green Bay. So I pick him up. last night. We drive in to Atlanta, to Green Bay this morning. We watch the game. And, you know we're 9.5-point underdogs. So you ask, like, what does it feel like? And, you know, everybody has predictions. I'm like, I don't know what the offense can do, but we're going to need either a pick six, you know, Jordan Love. I want a close game. I don't want him throwing the ball all over. I think we can stop him on the run. But what it felt like in the stands, and I've got video to prove it, Green Bay fans were dejected, demoralized, stunned. Call it whatever you want. Bears fans elated. I think this win was for the fans, right? I mean, what was it like? It was for the fans. I'm not a head coach. I wasn't in the locker room. But I got to believe if I am a head coach or I am going to the locker room, it's not about the contracts. It's not about a record. It's not about your PRs. It is about the fans. Go out there and go win. The people on TV, the people in the stands, do your job. Go win the game for our fans.
Yeah. Matt, let me ask you this because you were there.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, first of all, at home, we were so hyped up, or I was so hyped up after the Bears got the dub. What was it like leaving the stadium?
Well, different experience, right? I think it settled in. You know, they weren't like, you know, we got a lot of those, we'll see you next week. Oh, that you're not in the playoffs. And I'm like, hey, we're undefeated for 2025. See you later, right? Didn't matter. We won. Bears fans were like, bear down. You saw people. I'm sure you'll get other callers, right? People, we all had that same experience. You saw a guy with the orange and blue. You saw a guy at a Bears thing. You're like, hey, bear down. Yeah, bear down. It was great. It was a really good feeling. I mean, honestly, we haven't seen us beat the Packers in a long time. And I'll be honest with you, I'm an Army football fan. If they go 0-11 but beat Navy, it's a good season. We beat Green Bay. It's not the best record. It's not the best season, but it's a really great feeling. Now, next season, next draft, who knows what's going to happen with polls and the coaching. Doesn't matter. We beat Green Bay today, and I'm telling you, in the stands, they were like, I got video. Walking out of there, you know, we got some chatter, but it was all good.
Hey, chest was held high.
A win is a win.
Chest was held high. Yeah. You got to feel good about yourself. Yeah. In this. Listen, the victories are few and far between, Matt. So whenever it's there for the taking, you got to take it.
You win. There's no substitute for winning. You win, you worry about next week, next time. Next year. You won today. You did your job. And I'm telling you, from a fan perspective, not just like as a visitor, first game in Lambeau, it doesn't matter. Like, I'm telling you, talking to Bears fans, walking in there, we're like, hey, you know what? Talk about draft picks. I'm like, I don't want to hear that. Just play a good game. Do your best. You know, I didn't want the blowout. I didn't want to be sitting there with, you know, Jordan Love raining touchdowns and running all over us. I think the defense stepped up. I think they were great. You know, that we were in the south end zone. So I saw that punt return touchdown the whole way. It looked great. But it was 14-13 at the half, and you're like, all right, we're in the game. You know, you really, as a visitor, and the way we've been playing, can't ask for more. The way it turned out, it was awesome. So as a fan, you were talking about, like, are you popping bubbles? You know, yes, absolutely. You celebrate the day. You celebrate the team. They did their job. They won. It was one for the fans. You know, the head coach, everything else after that, we've got, like, a whole summer.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of situations like that. I mean, we got to be happy in the moment. And I think they're saying, it was cool that you were there. It was cool that you were there with your son. I mean, obviously, at the beginning of the season, man, you didn't think that the Bears were going to be at this point. But at least you get there and you get the victory. That's got to be good. Listen, as someone who's traveled to a ton of Bears games, it sucks going away to watch the Bears when they lose. Because then throughout the day, oh, have a good flight home. Yeah, turkeys. So to go to one, it's a victory. I don't care what your record is. Getting a victory just feels good. You get to talk trash. My favorite line is We're boosting your economy right now. Shut up. You guys sucked. Oh, you flew all the way down here to do this? Oh, no, no, no. We came down to boost your economy. We knew you guys were kind of light over here, so we decided to throw our Chicago dollars at you. It's Gabe Ramirez here on 670 The Score. Bears get the victory, 24-22 over the Packers, and I'm telling you something. What were you doing at the end of the game? Did you scream when Cairo Santos hit the field goal? I want to hear it. 312-644-6767. Let's go to Shelton out there on the south side. Talk to me, Shelton. What's going on, man?
How's it going, man? So I didn't even watch the game. I haven't watched the game in about 3 weeks because I've been so disappointed.
I get it.
But what happened for me today, the Bears winning symbolized the final nail in the official coffin of Matty LaFleur's era. Mm. I just wanted a win because Thanksgiving game just deflated the whole city, in my opinion. Like, it just deflated us. Like, when he wasted those 30 seconds, I was like, that was like 30 seconds of last gasp of air that the fans had hope for the Bears to do anything this year.
True.
And so it was just loss after loss. And it was like, he got fired, but it was like, we were already demoralized. So that today's victory to me symbolizes now we can put the Eberflus era to bed. The losing streak is gone. All the bad streaks are gone that were Matt Eberflus.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's a horrible situation, right, that you didn't, is it from a fan's perspective, of what you did not want to have happen to your team and, you know, your organization, and it sucked. But we're at the end of it now, you know, and now you can, so are you going to watch, are you going to watch preseason? Are you back in?
Oh, I'm back in. I
regardless of the head coach, Shelton, regardless of the head coach?
Because, yes, the man was so bad, I'm just glad it's not him now. Now for me, it's like, okay, the slate is wiped because, you know, because I have always been an advocate of the narrative of Justin Fields. I know I'm beating a dead horse, but the narrative of Justin Fields was always, look at his record, look at his record. So all this year, I have been harping on, look at Matt Eberflus's record. Finally, 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 all those can't win on a Sunday. Oh, my God, it was ridiculous. I am glad that we finally won on a Sunday.
Man, who are you telling?
Won on a Sunday. Who knew that the Bears could win on a Sunday?
And my Mondays have been bad. You say you haven't watched in 3 weeks. My Mondays have been bad for 3 months. That's what's been going on my end. But we're here. So you didn't see the game, but how did you find out that they won?
No, so I've been listening on I listen on the radio because I prefer Tom Thayer.
Yeah, I got
you. Yes. I prefer them over the TV any day.
So tell me what you were doing when they won.
No. When they won, I was totally in my house listening. But again, yelling, I didn't do all of that
What did you do when they made the field goal? What did you say when Jeff Joniak? I heard the play today on Fox 32. So what did you do though? You were silent. You just stood staring or listening. Kept washing the dishes. What were you doing?
Listen, I am 44 years old. I've been listening to so much losing. It's hard to get excited anymore. It's hard. The Bears just have sucked all the enthusiasm out of me.
But did you say, I can't believe they won? Or did you say, I need something? You're still hiding from the answer.
No, here's the thing. Now,
still hiding.
I detested Aaron Rodgers. Dude, so the fact that we
Sheldon,
couldn't
wait,
beat Aaron
I cannot, Sheldon. I literally cannot listen to you for another second until you tell me exactly what you did when you were listening to the Bears get the victory. I cannot even listen to the rest of your stories.
No, you'd be bored because you don't understand that. How old are you? You and I are the same, like similar age because I'm 44.
I'm right around your age.
Man, listen. We didn't beat the Packers when I was in high school. My whole high school career, we didn't beat them.
Brett Favre was a bad man.
I don't get excited anymore. Listen, man. I got 3 children, adults, teenage girls. I don't care. The Bears have sucked all enthusiasm out of me. Like, I'm more excited talking to you than I am. I'm more excited getting through on the radio.
So, man, we got to be happy. We got to enjoy the small victories, man. And like you said,
I am at be no.
That's
no,
what I'm saying. Like, you should have yelled because like you said, throughout high school they didn't get the victory. The last 10 times, 11 times they haven't got the victory. They finally get one, regardless of how they got there. And once you heard Joniak and Thayer say the field goal winning, you should have been like, that's what I'm talking about.
You know what? I may have tapped my toe.
Ah, there we go. That's all I wanted.
Victory.
That's all I wanted. Some joy. I wanted joy for you, Shelton. Joy.
Thank you so much, Gabe.
I got you, brother. Have a good one, man. Ah, Shelton on the South Side. I want joy for you, too. I accepted the joy. That's the difference. You have to accept the joy. Because as a Bears fan, you're... Tyler, you said it. Tyler Farrengirl producing today. Texting with your boys, how are we going to lose this one? It's like we are conditioned to accept losing. And so when joy comes our way, because we are cynic by nature, we tend to deflect the joy. No. I don't know why this song's coming to my head, but melodies from heaven rain down on me. I want joy to rain down on me. That's what I want it to rain down on you, and it should. The Bears get the victory. What are we talking about? 312-644-6767. What we're talking about is a Bears victory. What we're talking about is what does the victory mean? And we're talking about whether or not you were yelling at the end of the game. Were you yelling, Tyler?
100%.
100% yelling. As you should. As you should. Bears get the victory. And it feels good. And so, of course, you're listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Bosch Power Tools and Busey Bank. Going to get to your phone calls in just a second. Again, phone lines are open. Got some lines open as well if you want to get some thoughts in. Olin Krutz is going to be hanging out with Mully and Haw at 7. DJ Moore at 8. Anthony Heron going to be hanging with Bernstein and Harris at 11. Dan Weederer, my guy, will be hanging out at 1 with those same duo. I just did Fox 32, Chicago Sports Tonight. I did it with Holmes, Lawrence Holmes. And Spiegel and Holmes are going to have Jalen Johnson, 5 p.m. After the quad injury, it's going to be interesting to hear what he had to say about that. And then, of course, tomorrow, TJ Edwards got himself a sack during the game today, or excuse me, yesterday. And he will be on with Bernstein and Harris Tuesday, 12 o'clock. Make sure you're here for that. All right, let's take one more phone call before we go to break. Let's go to Greg from Waukegan. Greg, tell me what you were doing at the end of the game first. And don't beat it. I know Shelton's still listening. Don't beat around the bush like Shelton for 5 minutes.
I didn't care. Okay. Honestly, I was happy for the people who traveled to the game to be able to sit there. They spent their hard-earned money as the Bears fans, and they won, and they can hold their heads up high for 2025. I feel great for the fans because I travel, and I travel with the Bears. I mean, spent a lot of money traveling to these games. And
it's expensive.
You always, when you walk out of there, everybody, all your boys, everybody looking like, well, we're going to go eat. Let's go have a drink somewhere.
So
you know,
true.
Instead of saying, hey, Bear, you know, before we get there, it's all Bears. We all travel. The Bears travel, one of the best teams in professional football, because everywhere we go, Bears. Everybody say, oh, y'all travel well. But we can't win a damn thing.
Not one
so
game.
So I was happy for the fans that traveled to the game. They spent their hard-earned money. But as far as the game, I looked at them, and I thought that was Bob Evelini out there. I mean, it was dink and dunk all day long. They didn't throw the ball downfield. They didn't challenge the defense. And I didn't like that at all. So I was happy that regime is over with. That's what I was happy with.
Yeah, it was. I agree with you that there were certain instances where you felt like, all right, man, there's nothing to lose. Let's just take some gambles and take some shots. But there was one thing in particular, Greg, that stood out. And I was talking to my wife. My wife was watching the game with me. God bless her soul for sticking around for 3 hours. And she's like, damn, Caleb Williams really has no time to throw. Now, mind you, my wife don't know football like that, right? But she would see Jordan Love initially drop back and have plenty of time. And then she'd see Caleb Williams drop back and have no time. And then we kept on replaying a particular play. It was third and one for the Packers in the first quarter. They give the ball to Josh Jacobs. And I kept replaying the play to show my wife. And I was like, this is what a good offensive line does. I was like, look, before Josh Jacobs gets back to the line of scrimmage, the Packers offensive line has pushed the Bears off the line 1 yard. Like, the Packers offensive line has already got the first down for Josh Jacobs before he even touches the ball. They've already pushed him off. So Josh Jacobs is just a walk up to the line and essentially get the first down. Every time DeAndre Swift had the ball, there was never an instance where the Bears offensive line was pushing the Packers D-line off the ball. So that part was, you know, frustrating. So you see those moments. But you didn't like the 2-minute drive, Greg? I mean, come on. Caleb Williams, after facing adversity with the DJ Moore fumble, comes back and puts the team on his shoulders with 58 seconds left and gets the job done?
Yes, I did like that. I'm going to piggyback on what you're saying.
Okay, yeah.
Walter Payton, I mean, they never really rated Walter Payton's line that great. You know, Ribby Stories, Noah Jackson, those guys wasn't rated until, you know, you got, Hillenberg and you got Van Horn and Colbert. They wasn't rated that high. The offensive line, it's a lot of backups right now, yet they haven't addressed it. But it's an attitude. It's an attitude that you have to have as an offense that you have to run downhill. And he ran the ball 20 times for 65 yards. But they just don't have the physicality or the mentality to try to scheme things up better. I mean, the scheme, that was another last year against the Vikings. Remember that they threw 16 wide receiver screens. They almost damn did do the same thing again. You know what I mean?
Greg, you got to remember, it's very intentional. Right? Like, the reason they're running screens is because they don't trust the offensive line to give Caleb enough time. They also don't trust Caleb to, you know, three-step drop and throw. You don't see that from Caleb. Five-step drop and throw. You don't see that. So they're like, all right, we need to get the ball into DJ Moore's hands immediately. And so that's where the screens come from. And yeah, it's predictable. I wrote that down I told you guys, I took notes on the game like Mark Grody. Actual notes. I felt like I was in college again. And I wrote predictable offense. I just wrote predictable. But I want to hear what you have to say as well. All right. This is your show today. We're live and local all the way till 5 a.m. Going to be giving it over to Dustin Rhodes at that point. But right now it's for you. And I'm genuinely curious what you have to say about this Bears team after the victory. Two important questions that I have for you. One, what does the victory mean for the Chicago Bears team, for Caleb Williams? What does it mean? It means something. I'm not quite sure if what I think it means is correct. So I want to hear what that means for you. And then I also want to know if you were yelling when the Bears won. To me, that's the more important one. I just want to see if I'm by myself or not. All right, 312-644-6767. If you're on hold, your calls are first. We will get to your calls on the tail end. Don't go anywhere. It's Gabe Ramirez, live and local, right here for you on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Let's get back to Plumbers 911 Football Monday with Gabe Ramirez on Sports Radio 670 The Score and live on the free Odyssey app. Plumbers 911 Football Mondays are presented by Fireplace and Chimney Authority and by Busey Bank.
Bears get the victory and the chicken tastes delicious. It's Gabe Ramirez here on a Plumbers 911 Victory Monday. It's a football Monday presented by Bosch Power Tools and Busey Bank. Taking your phone calls today to talk about it because therapist Gabe is still here. And I feel like, you know, there's still some feelings that need to get validated, right? How are you feeling? Is it an icky feeling after the win? Are you feeling good after the victory? You shouldn't have, you know, winner's remorse. It's all good. But I want to take your calls. I want to know if you were happy at the end. Did you scream? Did you scream specifically? Did you scream? Because I know I did. There's no doubt about that. I was happy. I didn't care what the circumstances were. I hadn't cheered for a Bears victory since October. So I would take it by any means. I didn't care if it was a preseason game and they won. I would have taken it. I would have taken the dub. It felt good. But what did you think? 312-644-6767. Let's go to Will. Will, talk to me, man. What did you think about the end of that game?
For the first time in a long time, I actually, when we got the ball back, I was actually hopeful. That normally doesn't happen with the Bears. In the last couple of years, it's been crazy where we haven't been able to, you get the ball back in the last minute, you're like, oh, God, here we go again.
What had you hopeful, Will? I'm curious.
Just seeing Caleb in the last minutes of the calf, in the last minute of the first half and last minute of the games, he just has that dog in him, it feels like.
He does.
To where you know he's going to make a play.
He is so impressive, and I think when a lot of people have been downplaying his year, and I've been trying to explain to them, you know, you got a guy that has been dealing with so much as a rookie, right? He's already had the weight of the world on his shoulders heading into his first rookie season, first season in the NFL, and then to deal with the turmoil within the season and still show you what you just mentioned, Will, and that is the ability to put points on the board in the final 2 minutes of a half. He's shown that he is capable. So I can see where you're hopeful. Now take me to the moment that he completes the pass to DJ Moore, and which was beautiful. They called it a down and down situation where you get the first down and then you got to spike the ball down. What were you thinking as Cairo went out to the field?
My initial thought was, oh, God, here we go again. It's going to get blocked.
Of course.
As soon as the refs raised their hand for a good field goal, I let out a primal scream.
Okay. See? That's what I'm talking about, Will. Like, and it felt good, right? It felt right.
Yeah. It felt like just getting that one win, even if at the end of the year, five wins all year, whatever. We're still fans, and so any W is a W.
Well, and then the reality is it felt like a weight off our shoulders. The fan base, that is, right? We as a fan base have to deal with the losses as well. It's not just the players. We have friends and family that live across the country. We have group chats that we go in with fans of other teams, and we have to somehow justify whatever's going on in the city of Chicago. So give me my victory, you fool, and let me cheer. Let me belt out a primal roar when the win column gets filled up one more. I don't care if I go down one slot in the draft. You didn't care about that, right, Will?
No, I wasn't even thinking about that at the end of the game.
Dude, I can care less about one slot in the draft. I care about a victory, though. Like, so when do you got work Monday or no?
Yeah, I work from home, but yeah, work Monday.
Yeah, I mean, dude, tell me you're not going to wake up in a hell of a mood. Tell me all your meetings that you're going to, virtual meetings you're going to go to tomorrow. You're not going to be smiling from ear to ear. You're going to be feeling great.
Yeah, and then listening to the rest of the shows tomorrow and listen to all the guys talk.
Oh, dude.
It'll be a much better Monday than we've had in a long time.
Yeah, you bring up a great point. Like, know what, after a Bears loss, sometimes, and I'm the same way, sometimes you just do not want to listen to radio. You do not want to get SportsCenter off the books. Like, nothing, you're not going to watch anything, listen to anything. But when you get the win, you kind of want to hear everything. Tell me everything. Play me all the audio. What did the guy say in the locker room? I want to know what Caleb's dad thinks about this too. It's like you can't get enough information. But let me ask you this. Heading into the next season, how optimistic are you?
Seeing how Caleb's played, like I mentioned, at the last 2 minutes of the half into the game, I'm more hopeful, especially if you get help in the trenches, offensive and defensive line. I think you've got the skill players. You've got the secondary. Now you just got to make sure the trenches are taken care of.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one, man. It's going to be a fun ride. We're all going to be watching it closely. And I do hope that the Bears find themselves in a better position than they are in the present. Will, appreciate the phone call. All right, brother.
Have a good night.
It's Gabe Ramirez here on 670 The Score. Taking your phone calls, taking your text messages. 312-644-6767. Let's go to Colin out in Florida. Colin, thanks for listening on the Odyssey, man. What's going on?
Of course, man. Nice talking to you again. Dude, I definitely yelled out. I yelled out, I can't, they did it. They effing did it. I woke up my daughter who was And I'm sick as a dog right now. I was walking back and forth from the bathroom throwing up. I was supposed to go to the game. I had tickets to fly up there with my dad. It was his birthday.
Oh, no.
Both of us have been to Lambeau Field. So we were going to go out there. I flew out to the Texans game earlier in the year. And,
I did too. That was a great game.
It was fun. But and I flew out there and back. Like I had my own cruise jersey on. Didn't bring any luggage. Literally flew out back the next day. And even the TSA agents that morning, Sunday morning, were like, "Bears fan? Oh my god! Like,
yeah,
never seen those in the wild." You know, I'm down here, and I'm friends with. There's Packer fans around us, and there's only one Bears bar that I go to, or that's down here. And all throughout the season, when we're playing rival games, Packer fans would come in there and troll us in our own bar, and Minnesota Viking fans in there just to like, man, just to beat them. Like, it means nothing, but it means everything. Like
everything.
So, you know, like, and to see LaFleur, or as Molly calls him, the flower, or as I like to call him, the Lolo flower, the Pakalolo, which is sunflower in Hawaiian.
Okay.
Let's see him make like, why call timeout? Like, why didn't he let us call timeout? They could have burned more time.
Yeah.
Why call timeout on that third and long? And let us get reset, you know?
They said LaFleur called the timeout there because they didn't have help on top for DJ Moore. And so he could have, and that was the play call. They were like, if DJ Moore doesn't have help up top, then go ahead and throw the ball to the end zone, let him win the game. And then LaFleur calls a timeout, gives him help up top, and that's when he audibles to the slant route for DJ Moore.
Yeah, but also the timeout when they kicked the field goal. Like, at first I thought we called the timeout because, like, oh, that makes sense, preserve as much time. And then you see it, they did. It's like, we didn't have that's our only timeout. Like, we got one timeout. Caleb runs up the middle, wasn't for a lot, but you know, they're able to stop the clock. If they don't have that extra timeout and an extra 30 seconds off the clock, like, we don't make that comeback.
Colin, let me ask you this, man. You mentioned that you let out a loud belt at the end of the game. What do you feel like you were releasing at that moment? Like, what feelings were you releasing right there?
Anger, sad, like, dude, just to like not be my Miami Dolphin fans troll me, and it's like they are more embarrassing of an organization if you really look at it. They haven't won a playoff game longer than us, and they got Tua and Tariq, and they're always giving me a hard time down here. Like, can't believe you like that team, and like, you know, just for that, man, like. And that the Packer fans are being super sour about it. Like,
yeah.
Well, like, I play hockey with a cat who's a Packers fan, and I try to go, I send him the handshake emoji after both games. And he, like, starts making fun of me, like, you know, give me smack. Last game, rightfully so. This game, I try to do it again, and he starts going after it again. I'm like, all right, man, like, Caleb's undefeated there, dude. It's Caleb Bofield.
Bofield. I like that. Cambo,
right,
Field.
Dude.
Cambo.
No more Lambo. Caleb.
Hey, there's a new owner in Lambo. Maybe Caleb That's bought right. some stocks. You know, it is, what is it? People own, right? Or employee owned or something like that. Oh, I love it. All right, Colin, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate you, bro. Keep representing in Florida. Don't let the trolls stop you. I get it. It's one thing to be here in Chicago and have to deal with the random black sheep in your family that is a Packers fan. But it's got to be another thing to be representing Chicago somewhere else where they don't even understand. And you got to go to the bars. You got to go, you know, you got to go see Tracy at the grocery store. And Tracy loves the Packers. And you're like, but Tracy, we're in Florida. And Tracy don't know a thing about football. But she loves herself some Aaron Rodgers. And you got to deal with that. And you're like, damn it, man. This lady don't even watch football. The Bears suck. And I got to deal with Tracy. But now, Monday, guess what? You go ahead and you go to the grocery store just to buy a pack of gum. And you tell Tracy to put it in a bag. I like what Colin said. Like, Colin is damned if he does and damned if he doesn't, right? Colin said, Bears lose, I throw the handshake emoji, he talks trash. Bears win, I throw the handshake emoji, he's salty and he talks trash. The Packers fan does. It's phenomenal. Feels good to be on the other side. I think that's ultimately what we're all feeling. The fact that we are on the other side of this. In the win column. So we get to gloat a little differently. Let's go back out to the phone lines. 312-644-6767. Let's go to Marshall out in Idaho. Marshall, what did you tell your kids before the game?
Oh, man. I told them to not expect the Bears to win. I've got three kids who have been born since the last time the Bears beat the Packers.
Ooh.
And it was kind of emotional for me to see them to actually win. And especially at Lambeau Field, I thought it was so unlikely. I just kept telling everybody, just don't expect the Bears to win. If they make this field goal, there's going to be a flag. And I said, they're probably not going to make this field goal. I just kept telling them, just lower your expectations. It's not going to happen. And then when they made it, I was in disbelief. So I couldn't believe it.
So you didn't let out a belt. You just stared at the TV.
I was in disbelief. And my kids were like, well, what does this mean? I was like, the Bears won for the first time since 2018 against the Packers. And I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, it was something else, man. Even the way it played out, right? Where it is poetic in a sense, where the Bears lose on a blocked field goal to the Green Bay Packers at Soldier Field. And then to end the season, they go back, same game-winning drive, and this time they nailed it. It really was poetic.
Yeah, and I needed it so bad. I needed it for my 5-year-old son, who hadn't seen the Packers win ever, or the Bears win against the Packers, excuse me. Hadn't seen the Bears beat the Packers ever. I needed him to see it. I needed him to see the Bears win against the Packers.
Who would have thought? Marshall, who would have thought that your son and Caleb Williams had something in common? Both needed to see a victory.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? They both just needed to feel it, see it, enjoy it. They both needed it equally. But look, they both got it.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's good.
And I got it too. And I just don't want my kids to grow up, you know, rooting for the wrong team. And I think we're finally turning things around.
Yeah.
We're going to start winning. We're gonna get a coach. We got the quarterback. We got the team. Let's go. That's how I feel.
How good do you think Caleb Williams is?
I think he's great. I think he's. I wanted to believe in Justin Fields, but I think. There's almost no doubt that Caleb Williams is better. There's almost no doubt.
Oh, there's no doubt in my mind. There's not almost. It's zero doubt in my mind that he's a better quarterback or will continue to be better and progress. And you hear what Amen. He says at the podium, you hear how he talks.
Yeah.
You hear how he wants to chase greatness. You know, he talks about waking up at 4 a.m. and, you know, doing all this, putting things to the side. He doesn't want distractions anymore. It's almost as if he kind of figured it out and he needed this. You know, what do they say? It's got to get worse before it can get better, kind of a deal. And I think that's what we found in Caleb Williams. And so I'm happy for you, Marshall.
Yes.
I'm happy for your 5-year-old.
Rookie season, and we're winning. We're beating the Packers. Rookie season, let's go.
This is a good place to start. And as Caleb mentioned several times over during his press conference post-game, I'm not sure if you guys heard it, but he mentioned, he's like, hey, you know, well, Thomas Brown talked about that all week he was preaching, you know, this is our last game, but we can still have a lot of firsts. I thought it was beautiful. Last game of the season, but we can still get our first win of 2025. Last game of the season, but we can get our first win against the Packers at Lambeau in 10 years. The first of those things, and Caleb understood that. And he understood the importance of that. Bears, third down efficiency. 7 for 14, hadn't done that in a while. 16 first downs, hadn't done that in a while. Bears continue to be efficient on fourth down. Damn, Caleb Williams is good on fourth down. Caleb Williams is really good on fourth down. That man does not buckle to the pressure or the moment, which is really cool to see. Again, Bears get the victory 24-22 against the Green Bay Packers. We're taking phone calls. We're taking text messages, 312-644-6767. Did you let out, as he said on the phones, a primal yell? Colin said, a primal yell when the Bears won. But I love that he kind of was vulnerable afterwards. I said, what were you letting out? What were the emotions, right? Anger, sadness. We all feel, you feel that, you felt that way. I know some of you are like, nah, man, I'm out on the Bears. Yeah, you guys are the 20% of Scrooges. But for the 80% of us that still remain loyal and are still fans, there was sadness that was let out after that victory. Sadness for watching a team that has been a national embarrassment. There is anger there. I'm pissed that the Bears don't have more victories. The Bears aren't at least trying to sneak into playoffs. I'm pissed that I'm watching Bo Nix and Jaden Daniels led teams. They're going to have an extra week to play. Yes. So I understand Colin's frustration. And I think we're all like that. But it feels good to have the victory. Feels good to feel good. And I think that's what we're living in the moment and appreciating it while we can. All right. 312-644-6767. The Bears got the victory, but what does it mean for Caleb, for the team, for the organization? And did you yell when the Bears got that victory, or did you roll your eyes? Again, 312-644-6767. We'll take your calls next. It's Gabe Ramirez right here on 670 The Score.